USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic presidential ticket is now officially set. California Senator Kamala Harris formally accepted the party's vice presidential nomination during night three of the Democratic National Convention. She blasted President Trump, arguing that his, in her words, failure of leadership has cost lives and livelihoods. Also among the many speakers last night was Hillary Clinton.
Joe and Kamala can win by 3 million votes and still lose. Take it from me. So we need numbers overwhelming so Trump can't sneak or steal his way to victory.
Joe Biden will be speaking tonight on the final night of the convention, formally accepting the nomination. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is hospitalized after a suspected poisoning. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. A new artificial intelligence breakthrough could make MRI scans significantly faster, so a scan that takes an hour today may take just minutes in the future. Faster scans would be better for patients, especially those who are in pain, young children, and others who have trouble remaining still. The new technique was developed by Fast MRI, an open-source research project from NYU Langone Health and Facebook AI. Now, a first-of-its-kind clinical study to be published in the American Journal of Retinology confirms these AI-created images are just as diagnostically accurate as traditional MRIs. Additional testing is underway, and the Fast MRI team is open-sourcing their code to enable others to use and build on their work. Dr. Michael P. Recht is the Lewis Marks Professor and Chair of Radiology at NYU Langone Health.
This is a significant milestone, and it shows that with AI, we can significantly improve the patient experience and provide the benefits of MRIs to many more people.
Visit fastmri.org.
Portland, Oregon fire investigators say there is extensive damage to the city's Shabbat Jewish Center, and it was the second fire at that building in the past 5 days. They say the arson team is investigating. No longer being measured by the dozens, but California is battling wildfires that number in the hundreds. Here's Governor Gavin Newsom.
Currently, we are battling some 367 known fires that are burning statewide.
On the upside, Newsom says the very large apple fire in Southern California is no longer so large, almost 100% contained. A miner that appeared on Discovery Channel's Gold Rush, David Turin's Lost Mine, has passed away. Jesse Goines found unresponsive on the set in Colorado on Tuesday night. He was 60 years of age. Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P futures are down slightly, and this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
One of the most common ingredients when folks cook across America, an onion recall, is still making news. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Food and Drug Administration has announced that food delivery service HelloFresh has recalled onions in its meal kits due to a potential salmonella contamination. HelloFresh said it was informed by one of its ingredient suppliers that it's conducting a voluntary recall of onions due to the potential presence of salmonella and encouraged customers to discard all onions received through July 31st. In its recall notice, HelloFresh noted that cooking the onions thoroughly at 165 degrees will kill the salmonella bacteria. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that there have been 869 cases of salmonella related to the recalled onions and that 116 people have been hospitalized. Last week, Spokane Produce recalled various salsa products made from onions related to the outbreak. The CDC advises if you have any onions in question, you should throw them away.
And the NFL says cheerleaders and mascots for teams will not be allowed on fields during this 2020 season. Teams are allowed to set their own policies concerning fan attendance during the pandemic, but not the same when it comes to the cheerleaders, mascots, and reporters. They will not be permitted on the field during any games. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.